بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. Respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home, today is Yawmul Jumu'ah, an extremely auspicious day. And from the different a'mal that one is exhorted to do on a Friday, one special deed is increasing our salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, increasing our durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the various ahadith regarding salawat upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one famous hadith is the one we hear in the month of Ramadan, where Rasulullah ascended the minbar on the first step. As he was climbing up, suddenly he said, Ameen. Then the second step, Sahaba heard him sing, Ameen. Then the third step, he said, Ameen. They all heard him sing this. It was strange. He didn't do this before. And they inquired from Rasulullah after that. So he had mentioned that Jibreel alayhi salam came, and he said, بَعُدَ مَنْ ذُكِرْتُ عِنْدَهُ فَلَمْ يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُ بَعُدَ مَنْ ذُكِرْتُ عِنْدَهُ فَلَمْ يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُ. The curse be that person, Rasulullah says, curse be that person who, when my name is taken, the person does not read salawat upon me. بَعُدَ مَنْ ذُكِرْتُ عِنْدَهُ فَلَمْ يُصَلِّي عَلَيَّ. And Nabi Kareem said, Ameen. In another hadith it is mentioned, Al-Bakhilu man dhukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. That person, when my name is taken in front of him, in his gathering, in his company, then he does not read durood. Such a person is regarded in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Al-Bakhil, kanjus, a miser. Now, if we ponder over the sacrifices Rasulullah did for us, he would make lengthy sajdas. In the sajda, he would make dua for who? Allahumma, ummati, ummati, oh my Allah, my ummah, my ummah. Then a person who reads one time durood sharif, you read, you get 10 mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get 10 rewards. 10 of your sins are forgiven. And 10 ranks you are raised in Jannah. Just one durood sharif. So if you see sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what has happened? Allah's 10 mercies comes upon us. We get 10 rewards. 10 sins are forgiven. And our daraja, our ranks in Jannat is elevated 10 times more. Just by one durood. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also forgives our sins. So a person who reads durood sharif, it also becomes in the hadithi, Zakatan lahu. Zakat here means, it is a means of his purification, his sins being forgiven. Then on the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah mentioned, Awlan nas, the person who be closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, is that person who recited most salawat upon me. The one who read the most salawat will be most closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. And then, a person will gain the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Few ahadith have been mentioned. One particular durood, that in our 40 durood that we read of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad hu anzirul maq'ad al-muqarraba indaka yawm al-qiyamah. You read that durood, then you gain the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of qiyamah. Then, when the person is crossing pool sirat, it will be nur for him whilst he is crossing Pul Sirat. So there are so many virtues just on one durood. As I mentioned, 10 mercies he gets, 10 rewards, 10 sins forgiven, 10 ranks are raised. It is a means of his sins becoming forgiven. Then he gets the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the closest to Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. There is nur for him on Pul Sirat. Then it is also a means of a person's dua being answered. Rasulullah said, a person made dua and he didn't read durood. Nabi Akareem heard him. He said, no, you must read durood sharif also. And Nabi Akareem explained to him that your dua is answered if you read durood upon me. Is Rasulullah mentioned one riwayat that read durood in the beginning of your dua, middle of your dua, end of your dua. And then it is also a means of a person's worries and grief and sorrow being sufficed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu anhu mentions in narration, and he says, one quarter of the night or one third of the night had passed, Rasulullah awoken his family people and he said, جَاءَتِ الرَّادِفَةِ تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَةِ, that the trumpet will be blown, the first trumpet, the sur, and then the second trumpet. جَاءَ الْمَوْتُ بِمَا فِيهِ جَاءَ الْمَوْتُ بِمَا فِيهِ. Mort has come with all its horror. Mort is something very, very severe. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted them to read Qiyamul Layl. Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu anhu says, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I read a lot of durood upon you, Ya Rasulullah. How much of my dua should I keep for your reserve for reading durood upon you? In my dua, how much of durood should I read? Nabi Karim said, how much you want? He said, if I make quarter of my dua, Nabi Karim said, very good. If you increase more, better for you. He said, okay, then one third. He said, if you, this is very good, but if you increase it, very, it's better for you. He said, two thirds. Finally he said, Ya Rasulullah, أَجْعَلُ لَكَ, I'll make my entire dua, لَكَ أَجْعَلْ لَكُ صَلَاتِي كُلَّهَا, my entire dua, I'll just read durood upon you. Nabiya Kareem said, إِذَنْ تُكْفَى هَمَّكَ وَيُغْفَرَ ذَنْبُكَ, all your hum, your worries, your sorrows will be sufficed, and your sins will be forgiven. So this is the importance of durood sharif. A person's hajat, you have some need, read durood sharif upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will fulfill your hajat. So in essence, on the Friday especially, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that increase your salawat upon me. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that your durood reaches me. Angels have been deputed, yuballighuni, they will transport your durood wherever you are, and they will make that salam reach me, your durood reach me. Allah Ta'ala has got certain angels that their only task, their only duty is to move around the entire world and listen to that person who is reading durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and transport the durood to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. On a Friday we've got in ample time. So take our tasbih on our fingers, recite as much as durood we can upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب